So let's magically push the button and see if Pat appears. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you?
Good. I've been talking about this morning. Last night, I was awoken,
By the wind.
no, a violent thunderstorm.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
I mean, Pat, the thing that woke me up at first was a lightning strike so close that the house actually shook. But then for the next about 25, 30 minutes, heavy rain, lightning, a period of sleet or some sort of chunky precipitation, and then it went back to rain and then incredibly heavy winds. And I was just saying, I don't remember, we have thunderstorm and snowstorms and stuff like that. This was a typical late afternoon summer thunderstorm. I don't remember thunderstorms like this ever occurring in December.
So that on the radar last evening, and I didn't think it was going to get too far beyond you. When it got down here, I just figured we'd get the wind and a little rain, but did see it on the radar. And if you think that's bizarre, you may see this again on Monday.
Man.
So get ready. This is again, the gear here is a storm off the Canadian Maritimes, and it goes around and around and around. It's really not moving. And spokes of low pressure come down around it, and this is what happens. You get mild ahead of it, cold behind it. And today, it's cold behind it. Mid-40s, windy, partly sunny. Low 20s, partly cloudy tonight. Sunny to partly cloudy and breezy. Low 40s for the high Saturday. Sun and patchy clouds, mid-40s Sunday. Windy, mild periods of rain, 60 to 65 Monday. And again, I would not rule out a chance of a thunderstorm. So it'll be interesting. I think next week is shaping up to be, as I told you all week long, a little bit more interesting than the weather we've had of late. So we have the system coming through Monday night, and then we have another one on Wednesday, and then another one, I think, for next weekend. There'll be three that we'll have to be watching and seeing exactly what they do. So that's that.
It's just so strange to get a powerful thunderstorm at night when it's only like 42 degrees.
And it's December,
Yeah,
right?
it's just we had a couple thunderstorms in November, but and that's rare. But they weren't. This was a powerful storm. This was a typical dog day thunderstorm that just comes in and. It wasn't just a run of the mill thunderstorm. Driving into work this morning, lots of tree limbs down. Not big ones, but the smaller ones, but just all over the place. Lots of tree limbs down. So.
They were low tops. They don't reach up as high as in the summertime, so therefore the sound of thunder is intensified because they have less to travel. So that's why it's louder.
Oh boy, I tell you,
Yeah.
and my poor Emma. Emma does not like thunder, and at first clap, she was on the bed. She took off like she was shot out of a cannon and went right under one of the recliners and didn't come out till about 4:30 this morning.
My dog is like that too. No doubt about that. So but we didn't have it here, thank goodness, so I didn't have to worry about that. And that's it. I don't think I'm going for the tree today.
Not feeling well.
Not at all. I got my booster yesterday.
Ah.
And I was fine through the afternoon and even last night. But come this morning at 2:30 when I woke up, low grade fever, chills, feeling very lethargic, just not good at all. So I'm kind of hoping that it'll pass today and that'll be the end of it.
Now, do you have joint pain?
A little bit, not much.
Yeah, but that's why I've got my procedure coming up in a couple of weeks, and they told
That's
me,
why you're staying away from the boosters, yeah.
until after it's over, yeah,
Yeah.
because this booster shot definitely causes. Far more effects than the previous ones. I don't not far more effects, but it's affecting more people than the other one.
Yeah, and I don't understand that because it's half the dosage. I don't get it. I just don't get it. But anyhow, I hope. Again, I hope I feel better later. But they told me up there when I called up there, but it's Pomona. She said, if you don't want to hit crowds, try to get here before 11. I just don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah. Maybe you do it tomorrow. I mean, Sunday.
Yeah. Well, yeah, tomorrow's going to be a rough day. But I'm sure everybody will be up there on Saturday, you know.
Yeah, maybe Sunday, you know.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how I feel. Other than that, you know, nothing, no big plans at this point. I even ran the wires yesterday, by the way. When I came back from getting the booster shot, I went and I got all the wires, you know, that I have to connect everything outside to. And I ran all the wires, staked them and everything, so I got all of that done. And I'm telling you, I had absolutely no effects at all, even up until the time last night that I went to sleep, which was 9 o'clock. None. So between 9 and 3, that's when it happened.
Well, oof, that's all I say. Yesterday at my house, the company that makes the knee brace came out to measure my right knee for a brace right after the surgery. And while she was there, she looked at the brace that was on my left knee. She said, geez, that looks a little loose on top. She said, when we measured it, you know, it fit you perfectly. So I said, well, it's been about 2.5-3 months. And I said,
and I'm losing weight.
I said, I've lost another 7 or 8 pounds, maybe 9 pounds. And I said, that's what question I was going to ask you. How can I? So she showed me how we can adjust it. She said, now, you know, we can adjust it a couple more times, but after that, we'll have to take the brace back
and
put another one on. But it can be adjusted two more times. And sure, this morning it feels much, much better, much, much better. But this is amazing. They'll have the brace ready for the day of the surgery, which is only what, 10 days away, or 10 or 12 days away. So. So they'll have that ready, but I feel sorry for the salesperson, but she probably gets paid good money. She traveled from Hartford, comes out to my house, literally had the measurement done in about 5 minutes, and then you know, took a look at the brace for another 10 minutes. But really, all the way out here for just 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I asked her if she had an electric car because. The commission she's going to get on that for the I can imagine the gas bill for coming out here was probably going to be about $7 or $8.
Yeah, well, those prices are supposedly going to be coming down gradually.
Well, the one here in Sharon came down 7 cents a gallon.
That's good.
And it's held there for a couple of days, 7 cents a gallon. But you know what? I'm really my Ford Explorer, the 21 Ford Explorer. Around town here, gets between 25 and 26 miles a gallon.
It's pretty good.
I'm amazed. It's a big truck.
Yeah.
And it's got all these settings. You can go to eco setting, which I have it on.
Right.
It's got all these things, heavy snow, mud. I don't need all our settings. The eco setting I appreciate. I don't think, I'm not going to drive it through that much mud. And it's four-wheel drive automatic, so, you know. That covers. But anyways, it's a nice, comfortable truck. But I'm absolutely amazed at the gas mileage. It's that good because it's a big truck. It's not a small truck. So anyway,
we're on the way to improvement, I hope.
Yeah. So now, so then your weekend is, with the way you're feeling now, just a little bit up in the air.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah. So let's see how things progress. I'm not going to force myself, Marshall, because, you know, going to get a tree is supposed to be an enjoyable thing. So if I force myself and I feel lousy, it's not going to be a pleasant experience.
Yeah. You know, maybe you'll be lucky and later on this afternoon, it'll break.
Right.
And if it breaks this afternoon, then you'll probably feel well enough tomorrow to do it. But if it doesn't break till tomorrow, then you're best waiting for another weekend probably.
Right. Exactly.
All right, Pat. Well, I wish the news was better on your end from your booster shot, but at least you're protected.
Well, that, like I said, at least I got that over with, right?
That's right. All right, well, try to enjoy the rest of the weekend, Pat, all right?
Yeah, do the same. Everybody be careful. And we'll be back Monday morning to tell Marshall if he's going to have more thunder.
Okay. Okay. Pat, have a good weekend.
All You too.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.